Wow. Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. If you're watching this anywhere except CalBanyan.com, you want to go there right now, because right below this video is additional text and graphics and links that just make this Hypnosis, etc. podcast more valuable to you. We're going to talk about some really cool stuff, and it could be anything about hypnosis or hypnosis-related stuff. We got Celeste Hackett with us today. Yay, she's back from, she's actually in Plano, Texas. I'm here in Tustin, California, and we're just do some digital magic and put this show together for you. Let me tell you a bit about Celeste Hackett. She is the original co-host back when we were first getting started. She is a Hypno One Percenter. She's got her own hypnosis school in the Texas, Plano, Texas, Dallas area. And I'll tell you what, there is nobody in the profession that I know that does more for her fellow hypnotists than Celeste Hackett. That's why she wins award after award. I just love this woman, and she is going to do something very special. She's going to MC the upcoming Solid Gold Weekend, and she also has a brand new group on our Hypnospace about how to run a hypnosis office out of your home. How you doing, Celeste?
Hey, everybody. I'm doing fine. I'm having a great time here in Plano, Texas, a suburb of Dallas. You were right. You got it right. We're, hee-hawing over here.
You guys hee-haw over there?
What?
You guys hee-haw over there?
Yeah. Well, we hee-haw and we yee-haw. Yee-haw! Like that.
What's the difference between a yee-haw and a hee-haw?
I'll get back to you on that one.
All right.
Let me tell you about Cal Banyan, because Cal Banyan's also quite awesome in his own right. He is a trainer that trains hypnotists from all over the world. People fly in to see him. He's a professional hypnotherapist. He's been a hypnotherapist since 1996, I believe. Products is his big thing. He not only trains, but he produces and creates all kinds of training products for hypnotists. And he's probably best known for 5-PATH and 7th-PATH. 5-PATH stands for 5-Phase Advanced Transformational Hypnosis. And it's a whole program or way or method of doing hypnosis so that you get consistent results with your clients. And that's Cal. And I'm really glad to be here. He's also, by the way, award-winning. Talk about awards. Are your awards behind you, Cal?
I got awards. I got it behind me. I got them on the wall. I'm so proud. My mother's very proud.
Yes. Yay! Mama's proud. Woohoo! We got a big show for you today, people, hypno people. We're going to talk about the upcoming Solid Gold convention that's coming up in Las Vegas. Right, Cal?
Absolutely. Hey, you know, as we're recording this, it'll be posted tomorrow on Hypno Tuesday, and that is like 11 days before the Solid Gold weekend in Vegas, baby, in Vegas.
That's right. In Vegas, baby. So you got plenty of time to still, you know, get your tickets. And tickets to Las Vegas are usually very affordable. So it's Friday, February 22nd. Try to get in a little bit early because we got the Platinum Success Panel. That's where all the hypnotists who are award-winning, successful, the ones that will be presenting, get together. And then you can actually ask them any question you want about how they run their business and how they're successful. And then, of course, all day Saturday and Sunday, it's presentation after presentation. It's a celebration and excellence is what it is. It's going to be awesome.
Hey, you know, I'm just thinking, do you, like, have a list of all the speakers and stuff?
Right in front of me. I sure do.
Cool. Before we get into that, let's make a couple of announcements and get this stuff out of the way, all right? All right.
Okay.
So, before we get into all the Solid Gold stuff and a couple other things I want to talk about with regard to some free resources on the internet that you're going to love, I got a course coming up in July 15th and 26th. That is the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Super Course with 5-PATH and 7-PATH here in Tustin, California. And we also have another one on October 14th. That's through the 25th. And so it's 10 days. Both of these are 10 days. It's 5 days, Monday through Friday, weekend off. Go to Disneyland, go to Knott's Berry Farm, hang out at the pier, whatever you want to do, the beach, and then 5 more days. And then we also have the Week of Power. Now, I haven't talked about the Week of Power very much, but it's the same exact course as our certification course. Basic, intermediate, and advanced techniques, 5-path, 7-path, the whole thing, except it's for people who are certified in hypnosis and hypnotherapy already, which means you've got some certification from a major organization like the National Guild of Hypnotists, and you want to add the advanced stuff, 5-path, 7-path, that sort of thing, to your toolbox. So, Celeste, you got any classes coming up?
April the 8th through the 19th, I have a big old class. And my school is a fully licensed career school, so we also teach the NGH-approved certification course, but you're going to learn how to do 5-path. And also, same class, and this is the only class that I teach, coming up in September. I'm going to move the class back a little bit. It's on my website. It says October the 14th through the 25th, but we are going to be moving it back just a little bit. So we'd love to see you. Oh, and I made a decision, Cal, that in July of 2014, I'm going to do a 5-weekend class, which I've never done that before. But I have so many people asking me, do you teach at night or do you teach on the weekends? And I normally don't. But I thought, what the heck, I'll give that a try.
I think that's a cool idea. Give it a try.
Why not?
All right. Let's get into, one other quick announcement, because I can't wait until next podcast. And that is, I just checked facebook.com/hypnosisETC, which is our fan page on Facebook, and we are currently at 1,199 members. 1,199. So hopefully by the time this gets posted, we will have broken the 1,200 members threshold. Yay! So that's really good. And by the way, you folks, you want to be in on a chance to get your own hypno mug? One like this, or one like Celeste has, or one like Meredith has? All you got to do to be in on the drawing is to become a member of Facebook.com, Hypnosis, etc., or VIP member on CalBanyan.com. And what does that get you? Two chances, because you could do both. All right. What I'm going to do a little bit differently this podcast, instead of mentioning the winner's name on the podcast, we're going to put it in the notes below here, right below here on calbanyan.com, and you can look it up. Why? Because I forgot to draw the name before I started recording the video, so I can't announce it in the video, but it will be on calbanyan.com and the text that goes with this podcast. I'll probably also mention it on facebook.com. Hypnosis ETC. All right, my confession is out. I forgot to draw the name.
Let's get back to you. I love a man with a backup plan. That was pretty good, Cal.
That's called just getting her done.
Get her done.
Get her done. All right, Celeste, take over the show. You're the woman in charge.
Brenda.
You're the MC.
Yes. Brenda Titus, she has some questions about solid gold. That's why we're going to talk about solid gold, okay? And she says she is so looking forward to meeting me, because she and I have been exchanging emails just a little bit. And, of course, I saw her do her own podcast with Cal, and I thought she was awesome. And so she wants to know, what can she expect from solid gold? The big convention in Las Vegas coming up here real soon, and so I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. First of all, you got to know that when you go to Las Vegas to do solid gold, that you get 2-for-1. You're going to get this awesome convention where you learn all these wonderful things from these award-winning hypnotists, and then you get Las Vegas. And Dr. Damon loves Las Vegas so much that he makes sure that the hypnotist convention part is over by about 5 p.m. so you can go to the shows on the Strip. And the hotel that we're staying at, it's called the Tuscany Suites Hotel and Casino. Now, one of the great things about traveling is the beautiful hotels you can go to. Sometimes I don't care where I am so long as I'm in a beautiful hotel. And this particular hotel is so pretty. I got it on my iPad. I want to show just a little bit of it to you. There you go. Can you see that? You definitely want to Google it and check it out, because they have a spa, they have a restaurant, they have, of course, a casino. It's one block from the Strip. The strip is about 4 miles long. The weather there, when we're doing this in about 11 days from today, the weather's going to be a high of 55 to 65 and a low of 37 to 47. So two things you want to remember. You want to remember to bring in nice, comfortable shoes, because when you go on the strip part, you're going to be walking. And the other thing you want to remember is to bring a jacket that's warm enough to sustain those kind of temperatures. Any comments, Cal, on that part?
Yeah. Not really about the hotel. To me, the main thing about going to the Solid Gold is just hanging out with everybody, all the hypnotists. I mean, it's like, so, like if you've ever been to the National, here's the truth. You take any other organization besides the NGH, and you go to their convention, and you're going to find out that the Solid Gold, the NGH Solid Gold, is bigger and better than even the other organizations' conventions. And the Solid Gold is just a two-day simple deal, one speaker after the other. They pick some of the, it rotates all the time, and they pick some of the best, most popular speakers from the convention, the real convention that has like 200 workshops. So it's just like, bam, 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 good information, good information, good information, and then party all night.
Well, I was getting to that. I was saving the best for last.
Oh,
okay?
That's the best.
But you know, you do get 2-for-1 going to Las Vegas when you do this convention. You know what I mean? It's pretty darn cool there.
Yes, right. There's other things to do besides the convention.
Yes, I mean they got shows and they got us. Okay, we're not going there again. We're gonna go to the actual what's going on in the convention now, because it's pretty neat. Okay, Friday, which is the 22nd. So many people were getting in early Friday before the convention starts on Saturday that Dr. Damon came up with an idea to do something for those people who were in early, because they were hanging around the hotel, you know, kind of looking at each other and talking and gathering around. And so he decided to come up with a platinum success panel. It's successful hypnotists from all the presenters that are just up there giving like a 12-minute talk. Each of them will give 10 to 12 minutes on how they maintain their practice and how they're successful. And then after each one has spoken, the audience gets to ask questions of them one-on-one. And I think that's just an awesome thing. You can get all kinds of questions answered about how to run your practice and how to have a successful practice. Now, the next morning, the bookstore, which is pretty big and pretty great, opens at 8 a.m. And there's also coffee and registration. So, Brenda, you're going to want to go down there and just mingle with the other hypnotists. And this is where you're going to start doing some networking right away. At 8:45, Dr. Damon's going to come on stage and welcome everybody. And at 9 o'clock, the very first presenter is the wonderful Don Motten, who's going to be talking about how to work with teens and children. The ABCs of working with teens and children, just a great way to kick off the whole thing. I've seen his presentation. I've taken it live. I've taken his all-day seminar on this. And he's going to just, you know, give you the best parts of his all-day seminar for working with teens and children. And so this is going to be great. Anything you want to add, Cal, so far?
You're on a roll. Just keep going, girl. You go, girl.
Okay. Well, after Don Motten, Larry Garrett is coming in. Now, Larry Garrett is so interesting because he has the biggest office in Chicago. His office is a building, and it takes up a city block. And he actually has this building, and he pays little to nothing for it. And he's going to show you how to have a no-cost, low-cost office. And he's talking about that, so that's going to be really exciting. Each day on Saturday and Sunday, there's a huge and delicious complimentary lunch. And so right after Larry Garrett is lunch. Right after that, me. I'm going to be talking about a new technique that I sort of put together. It's actually a technique that's not a hypnosis technique, but when you do it in hypnosis, as with any technique, it's made that much more effective. And so it's called rapid tension release technique. And I'm not going to give anything away right now, but I'll show you how to use this technique one-on-one with clients, on yourself, and how to work with groups. And it just helps you negotiate a change between what the subconscious is compelling you to do and what you consciously want to do. So it's real fast, and it's kind of a zippy little technique that's fun to try on everything and to use on everything. After I get off the stage, Drake Eastburn is going to be coming on the stage. He's doing a talk on waking hypnosis and how to use waking hypnosis with your clients for ultimate success. Drake Eastburn is a prolific writer on hypnosis, and he also regularly works with Olympic athletes. So you're going to really find him interesting. And he also has three or four locations in the Denver area. He and his wife are both hypnotists. She's going to be speaking on Sunday. Right after Drake Eastburn gets off the stage, it's going to be Richard Hart, Dr. Richard Hart. And I just love Dr. Richard Hart. You're going to like him too. He's going to talk about something that he actually wrote his dissertation on, which is personal assessment of clients. And he has this whole model of how you can get a client. I believe it's to fill out some kind of a questionnaire or form, and then you can assess whether they're going to be able to continue with your process in order to get the success that they want. He told me that people like this so much that even and that even if he goes on a little bit longer, and that is why he's at the end of the day, by the way, so he can go on a little bit longer, that people don't leave. They absolutely love learning how to do this with their clients, and that we will be doing an assessment on ourselves as well. So that's Saturday. I'll pause so you can break. I'll pause and take a break so you can talk, Cal. Go ahead.
I'm just thinking you should have a radio show or something like that. Oh, I'm sorry. You've been there, done that.
Once upon a time, a long time ago.
That's right. Anyway, now you're on the internet and the interweb and all that stuff. Cool.
Yes.
Hey, and then after when that's done, you know, we're going to go out and party because Celeste Haggett's going to be the MC. Is it Madam of Ceremonies? What is that?
Something like that. But I'm going to be up there just, you know, doing my best to keep things going. My main job is to keep everybody on time, I've been told. So I'll try.
So you'd be telling everybody when to get off the stage and stuff like that?
Yes, yes. And also, Brenda, when you're in the, you wanted to know what to expect. So the room is gigantic. We have double the amount of people I've heard at this convention than we did last year in Anaheim, already more than double, actually. It's just this gigantic ballroom with seating and tables. You'll get a packet of information that each speaker has given you so you can follow along. And they also oftentimes will give you scripts that you can take home and use in your practice. And there's a big video recording process going on sort of in the middle of the whole program. So you'll see that going on in the back of the room. There's free coffee and so on. So just to let you know what the kind of room is like, a big stage on the front. But I believe there's two video screens. Some of the hypnotists have videos that they're showing. So yeah, after you get done on Saturday, the shows in Las Vegas, comedy shows, variety shows, impersonation shows like Elvis impersonators, magic shows, stuff like that, plays. I think I counted 25 shows, if I recall, just on Friday alone. All right, Sunday morning, everybody's getting up early, 8:30 to 9:30. We're going to have Jacob Bimblick. I love Jacob Bimblick.
Do you see
his
topic?
Really fun.
Do you see what his topic is?
Say that again.
I was looking at his topic. We just got through doing a topic on, you don't need no stinking aversion techniques. And then he's going to get out there and talk about, well, but you could if you wanted to, right?
That's right. And he's from Cuba, but he's going to be flying all the way into Las Vegas from New York. And he's just helped thousands of people get over their nicotine habit in just, you know, one session. So I'm very interested in hearing what he has to say. He has a funny story about how he started out in hypnosis. I hope he tells it. But he's just wonderful. He's got a wonderful accent. He's just very entertaining. After him at 9:45, Michael Smith. Michael Smith was on the cover of the journal. Here's his picture right here in the recent journal. And he's just an amazing guy. He usually has kind of a handlebar mustache. If he cuts it off, people go up to him and go, "Where's your mustache?" So he tries to have it, have that mustache. He's sort of known for it. But he is going to be presenting on working with Parkinson's clients. He does a lot of medical work, particularly with cancer. He used to work at MD Anderson Cancer Hospital in Houston, Texas, years and years ago. He's been in hypnosis a long, long time. And he also has taught, and I think he still does, teach medical professionals the body-mind connection and everything. So he's just a fascinating guy and real fun. And after him is going to be Lindsay Eastburn, who will be teaching us how to work with hypnosis clients who are infertile but want to have babies. She wrote a book called It's Conceivable. She has a nonprofit organization for couples who want to conceive, and she's just a wonderful person. Again, her husband is Drake Eastburn from Saturday, and they have a big practice and a school in Denver. After that, lunch, yummy lunch again, and then John Weir. Everybody loves big, tall, handsome John Weir. He's going to be doing how to develop prosperous group sessions. And he's just an amazing speaker, so you're going to love him. And then after that, I'm really interested in Inez Simpson's Esdel Technique for Every Hypnotist. Now, I talked to her last night on the phone. We actually Skyped, Cal. And wow. She told me her name is not Inez, it's Inez. So I have to make sure I say it right. But I told her, if I call you Inez, everybody's going to say I'm saying your name wrong, but okay. But she's just the sweetest lady. She's up in Western Canada around Vancouver. And she has found a way to get people in the Esdel state. And she says about 5 minutes, and she says with about 90% of her clients, and she's going to show us how to use these techniques in our practice. So I'm very interested in that, aren't you, Cal?
Sure. You know what? I think the public really needs to learn about how hypnosis can help with fertility. And, you know, how do we do that? We do it by educating the hypnotists, and then the hypnotists send that out into their community. So, yeah.
Yay. Now, there is one thing I want everybody to know, and it is that at 5 p.m. you can get your board certification, even if you didn't send in all the requirements ahead of time. I talked to Dr. Damon about this, Cal, and, you know, you have to actually write a 1,000-word minimum hypnosis paper suitable for publication in the Hypnogram, and there's other qualifications that you have to get in, like you have to have written character references. And then when you get to the conventions, this is the only place where you can get your board exam, you have to do an oral interview, and there's a written examination and all that. And he said that if you didn't have all the, you know, the preliminaries, like the actual paper written or the written character reference, that you could just go take the board certification and get those to them later. So that's going to be at 5 p.m. You'll actually get a chance to get your BCH, which will be cool.
Hey, do you have your BCH yet?
I do. I am a board certified hypnotist. Mine a couple of years ago. Maurice Crenshaw was the one who did the oral interview with me.
You know, and I want to put kind of a plug in for that. You hypnotists out there, you got your CHs, certified hypnotist. Go for your BCH, board certified hypnotist. It shows your clients, it shows those in the profession that you're serious. You're willing to do that continuing, ongoing education and achievement at a higher professional level. So, yeah, I've had mine probably for about a decade. I was one of the second batch or something like that. And so please go look into it. If you got questions, contact the National Guild of Hypnotists today. And you can get their information at ngh.net. That's their website. Continue. Celeste, you're doing great. This is the easiest podcast I ever did.
Oh, well, Cal, you know, I think we're about out of time, aren't we?
Oh, are you done?
I'm pretty much done. That's pretty much it. It's going to be a great time in Las Vegas. I'm definitely going to be having some fun.
All right. Hey, I'm so excited to be there. I'm going to be goofing off. I'm not a gambler, but I am a good goofer offer. And so I'm going to, and I see, there's, what's that really nice hotel?
Caesar's Palace.
Bellagio. I'm going to stop by there. They have a wonderful cigar lounge. Most of you know I'm a cigar aficionado. So I'm going to take some time, get with some friends, have a nice glass of scotch, maybe like a Glenlivet 18, and have a nice little cigar over here and sit back and just feel all rewarded for all the work I've done. All right, Celeste, wrap it up.
All right, everybody. Well, that's it for this podcast of Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with sometimes Meredith Lockett. Hi, Meredith, and me, Lockett, Locker, and me, Celeste Hackett, Lockett and Locker. Okay, well, anyway. All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in.
All right, this is Cal Banyan. I want to see it Sago weekend. I want to see it in class. You got to either go to my class or you got to go to Celeste's class. But I will tell you one thing ahead of time. she is a lot more fun than I am. Because when I got you in class, I'm very serious. I'm like Sergeant Cal. This nice guy you see on the podcast disappears. And then I'm like, you got to study. You got to practice. I make everybody practice morning and night, morning and night. Okay. This is Cal Banyan signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.